Let's hear now from another storyteller in our Arizona Storytellers series. We record the live storytelling events created by the Arizona Republic and share them with you. In Phoenix, the storytellers share stories about our community or about life events that shape them. Megan Finnerty is the creator of the series. Here she is with our storyteller.
Mac Duncan is one of the founders of the Torch Theater in Phoenix. But before that, he was a high school theater teacher. Early in his career, he was told not to expect the kind of validation portrayed in the "O Captain, My Captain" scene from the movie Dead Poets Society. While he didn't expect to have that "O Captain" moment, Mac did want to inspire his students. In his first year teaching theater, his students were preparing to go on stage for the opening night of their play.
They're going to look to me in a second, and they're going to expect me to say something inspirational. I had nothing. So when that moment came, I said to them, "In brightest day, in blackest night, no evil shall escape my sight. Let those who worship evil's might beware my power, Green Lantern's light." For those unfamiliar with DC Comics, I recited the Green Lantern Oath as my pep talk. Nobody questioned it. They said, "All right, let's go, let's do this, we're on." This became a tradition. Every performance, every production, every show. Everybody eagerly awaited me to come into that circle and join them with my Green Lantern ring so we could all recite the oath together. Now, eventually, somebody did ask the question, "Why Green Lantern?" Well, to be a Green Lantern, you must be three things: fearless, honest, limited only by your imagination. Fearless, what's scarier than going on stage? Honest, your best performances are grounded in truth. Limited only by imagination, what a better description for theater. Outside of that context, it made no sense. But in that room, in those moments, it belonged to us for 8 years. Near the end of that eighth year, there was a conversation I had with my principal. And he began with, "You're not being punished, you haven't done anything wrong, but we have to make some changes. It's a financial thing. We have to move some things around in order for everybody to keep their job. So we need to move you to another department." So as of that year, I was no longer the theater teacher. And that was March. And only a handful of people knew about it. And I asked everybody who knew, "Please, do not tell any of my students. I want them to hear from me in my own time." And we came to our final award ceremony. And when it came time for me to give my parting words, I informed them that this would be my last award show with them, and that I was no longer going to be their theater arts teacher. And I brought out the ring, and I was going to remind them of the oath. Now, one student jumped up from the audience. He said, "I'm sorry, Mr. Duncan, can we all come on stage right now and say the oath with you one last time?" So they all joined me on stage. For the last time, we all said, "In brightest day, in blackest night, no evil shall escape my sight. Let those who worship evil's might beware my power, Green Lantern's light." And that was the last time. And while it may never happen again, I had my "O Captain, My Captain" moment. Thank you.
Mac Duncan is one of the founders of the Torch Theater in Phoenix and teaches English at Glendale High School.
You can hear more stories like this at our next night of live storytelling, Monday, July 13th, at the Crescent Ballroom in Phoenix. To learn more about the Arizona Storytellers Project or how to participate in one of our upcoming nights, visit storytellers.azcentral.com.
That's Arizona Storytellers creator Megan Finnerty. We'll bring you more storytellers from these local events on KJZZ, and you can hear more at storytellers.kjzz.org.